This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year. He highlighted that India is the sixth largest textiles and apparels exporter today. The Prime Minister also stated that the government is working on creating a skilled talent pool for the textile sector. Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country. Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth of India. The Prime Minister stated that earlier Indians used to wear clothes that other countries suggested, but now India will tell the world what to wear. He informed that in the last 10 years, more than 2,400 big marketing events have been organized to promote handlooms. Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tex 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th. The event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tex platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. The Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, will pay a two-day visit to India from today, during which he will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will also be accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials and business delegation. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that the visit of the Amir of Qatar will provide further momentum to the growing multifaceted partnership. India and Qatar have deep-rooted historical ties of friendship, trust and mutual respect. This would be the second state visit of the Amir of Qatar to India. He had earlier visited India in March 2015. The MEA said in recent years the ties between the two countries, including the areas of trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and people-to-people ties, have continued to strengthen. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour to Chandigarh and Mohali in Punjab today. During his visit, he will be the chief guest at National Agri-Food and Biomanufacturing Institute, NABI, Mohali. The Vice President will also preside over an interactive session with the faculty and students of Indian Institutes of Science, Education and Research. President Draupadi Murmu has said several effective steps have been taken during the last 10 years for the overall development of the tribal community, inaugurating the National Tribal Festival Adi Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi. President Murmu said the country will become developed only if the tribal societies are uplifted. The president said that the crafts, food, dress and jewellery, medical practices, household equipment and sports of the tribal society are the prestigious heritage of the country. Another flight carrying 112 illegal Indian immigrants from the US landed at the Amritsar's Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport yesterday. This is the third such flight bringing illegal Indian immigrants. The sixth episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 aired yesterday featured actors Vikrant Massey and Bhumi Pednekar engaging with students on fostering creativity and embracing positivity in life. And that's the end of this news bulletin.